Does one have the notes?
I do, yeah, they're here. What the fuck is spider fat? Oh, I've lost them now, hang on. There's not a lot in the way of notes. I mean, how am I supposed to do a podcast with this?
Well, just make shit up.
Like Tommy says, a guy goes into the supermarket and notices an attractive woman waving at him and says, hello. He's rather taken back because he can't place where he knows her from. So he asks, do you know me? To which she replies, I think you're the father of one of my kids. Now his mind travels back to the only time he has ever been unfaithful to his wife and says, oh, my God. Are you the stripper from my bachelor party that I had sex with on the pool table with all my mates watching while your friend whipped my ass with a wet celery stick? She looks deeply into his eyes and calmly says, no, I'm your son's teacher. I don't fucking understand that.
Read the first bit of the joke again. I'm sure you'll understand it then.
A guy goes into the supermarket and notices an attractive woman waving at him and he says, hello.
Well, maybe the next bit.
He's rather taken aback because he can't place where he knows her from. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. God, well, edit all that shit out, will you? It's been so long since we did a podcast. Is there any point in doing this? Because everybody and their dog... Sorry, Daisy. Sorry, Lulu. They're standing here looking at me. Everybody and their dog does a podcast now. It's become incredibly trendy. When we started doing this, what, 10 years ago?
I don't think it's as long as that, but it feels like that.
It was as long as... I mean, I think it was a long, long time ago.
2014.
Yeah, well, how long ago is that?
It's a long time ago. Yeah.
I moved about three times since then.
I think you've moved more than three times. Oh, you mean the house? Okay.
Yeah. What did you think I meant?
Well, getting up and going to the kitchen and bathroom.
No. I don't call that moving. I call that exercise.
I call it a strain.
Let me tell you what I've got before we start this. I treated myself the other day to one of those coffee machines, you know, like you get in the restaurant, like you have in an Italian restaurant.
Like a bean to... cup.
Yeah. You put the beans in the top, it grinds it, puts in the thing, then you put the thing in the thing, and you can have an espresso, or you can have cappuccino, or a double espresso, Americano, or whatever you want, really. I love it. I only do one coffee a day now because it is so strong. If I do more, I'll be all over the place.
The only problem I find with those machines is the cleaning you have to do.
Well, you have to take the tray out, clean it, and do stuff like that. Yeah, but so what?
For one cup of coffee a day.
Oh, no, I don't clean it every day.
I thought you're supposed to clean it every day.
Why?
Well,
it's got a little thing that pops up through the bottom, what's it, and it tells you when it's full of water that's, you know, and dregs, and you can just then rinse it out, wash it.
Do you wipe the spout?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I don't use the spout very often, but, you know. You have to do that. If you're in a restaurant, you see them with a rag wiping the spout all the time.
I think it's a legal thing. You have to do it after every coffee.
Well, maybe if you're in a restaurant, but here, I think it's fine.
It's quite dangerous, I think, if you don't.
You just get bugs. I've got enough stuff going on in my body not to worry about that, really.
Milk poisoning.
Yeah. Anyway, let's start this off. What the hell is that?
It's a harp.
Hang on. Oh, no. Hold on. It's my mate, Timmy. Actually, we should ring Timmy and get him on the show, shouldn't we?
Well, I haven't plugged the extra line in, so I don't know how we're going to do that.
Hang on, I'll try it this way, see if this works. Hang on.
No.
Can you hear that?
I can hear that, yeah.
Darling.
Oh, sorry?
Isn't that car lovely?
Wait, I haven't looked. I just saw you sent me a message, sweetheart.
Oh, are you okay, are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. What's going on?
I want a new car, you see, because I want a convertible, because I've never had one. And the little car I've got, the KA I've got now, which is like a loan, you know, I pay like higher purchase, whatever. The car I want, they don't make anymore, they're old. So I've just run my man the garage, he's a mate of mine, he's gonna try and get me one. So number one is going to be the car I want, and number two is going to be a lot cheaper than I've got now.
Well, now you're cutting hair again, I suppose, yes, you can afford it.
Yeah, but I'm not cutting hair anyway, but I've still got to pay for my car.
Now, listen, do you think I sound a bit strange this morning?
Yes, you do. You sound like you're interrogating me over my... You're supposed to be excited about my car. Click on it and have a look at it.
Yeah, well, I will at the moment, but there's something I forgot to tell you. I should have told you when you phoned me.
Go on.
I'm in the middle of recording my podcast that I'm doing today.
Oh, OK. So I'm on your podcast then?
Yeah.
OK. Hello, everybody.
Can you hear him, Rob?
I can hear him.
Oh, no, sorry. He starts the dogs off every time he... Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Because when I told you I'm working at the moment, you went very quiet, which is unlike you.
I know, but I'm thinking, oh, my God, you could have warned me, couldn't you? I mean, I've now revealed that I've not worked all year due to the fact that I'm a hairdresser and I'm still paying for a car and now I want a cheaper car. But the car I want is actually better than the car I've got.
Yeah, but you're not... you are a very good hairdresser to the stars, but you're also... I mean, basically, you are an entertainer, aren't you?
I am an entertainer, but the fact is... Well, I'm on your show. I'm on the James Whale Talk Show. I mean, basically, you know what? It doesn't matter if you're Barbara Streisand, Neil Sedaka, whoever, the COVID has affected the world. So I've got to cut corners. I want a cheaper car. But I also want one with a roof off. Convertible.
Well, I could take you for a spin in mine if it cheers you up.
Yeah, but it's not the same, is it?
Why not?
I want mine, James. I want mine. This is Timmy from Timmy's World, by the way. So, can you imagine? You know what? I'm going to have a word with you when I see you. Can't believe you. Cannot believe you, what you're like. Oh, you're, by the way, you're on my live podcast going and I'm telling everybody all your business.
Yeah, but you'll be able to promote it, won't you? On because you're super clever on all the stuff you do online.
I will do. I'm now featured on James Whale podcast, as well as being in his Daily Express column twice and on his radio show, Talk Radio, probably 40 times now, I would imagine, which is good.
And I'm still waiting for the check.
Don't worry about it. You will. You'll get a check when I get a check.
Oh, good.
Things get back to normal, James. When we all start going back to work, you're lucky. You know, you've worked throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. I am lucky. Yeah.
Hairdresser to the stars, you know, people have cut their own hair. Women are cutting their husband's hair. Clippers. And, you know, subsequently, I am roughing it, getting rid of my 3-year-old KA and buying an 8-year-old.
Yeah, we've heard that story we've done.
To try to reduce my outgoing.
Yeah, well, what you need is a muse.
What's a muse?
A muse is somebody, you know, like an artist has a muse. I mean, I see you as an artist. So if you have a muse, it's like somebody who pays for you just to live while you do artistic things. Is that right, Ron?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it myself, James. I've done it this far. You know, I've come this far at 61. Starting off as a child protege actor in Bugsy Malone. I've come this far and I can get through this now. And my last thing getting through the COVID is to change my car again. I've changed it before. I was paying £250 a month for a KA. So it's too expensive. So I've now got it down to £150 a month. Let's get it down to about £50, shall we? With a convertible. That's an 8-year-old car. That's my point.
Listen, while we're doing this, see if I can't go and have a look at the picture. I'm not sure if
going
I can.
Go into your WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah, there. Oh, God, that's a girl's car.
You can't say it's a girl's car, or you're going to say it's a hairdresser's car, aren't you? You know, James, I think I deserve a car like that when I'm hairdressing to the stars. I deserve to drive around in a bright red convertible KA.
It's a topless KA. It's not like you've got a really, you know, Why not buy a little Spitfire or a little...
Right. How much is that? Well, my whole point of my conversation with you today, James, is I'm trying to save money.
Right.
A little bit of money in the bank from surviving COVID.
All I would say, Timmy, as somebody who has... and I'm not able to drive as you at the moment, so I've taken the battery out of it. The only problem is that the roofs can often give you a bit of problem and sometimes become expensive to fix.
To be honest with you, if I'm reducing my outgoing payments down to about 60, 70 quid a month, and I know everybody I know has got a convertible car, and they've paid thousands for them, and they've all got a little leak, it would be one of those things where stiff upper lip, but it would just give me the buzz I need in my life at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So while I'm waiting for fame.
Yeah. Well, you've had fun. I mean, listen, you've played at the Palladium, you've played at the...
attempted Eurovision Song Contest, I've been a dancer on telly, I've mingled with the stars. All your podcast people listen, then you go onto YouTube, Timmy's World TV, and you can see it. I mean, let's get a fundraiser going, shall we? Let's get a fundraiser. Get Timmy a convertible case. What do you reckon?
Well, listen, why don't you, I've been asked to go on this thing, which I, what's it called? Hang on. Get Close and Personal Professional. Okay. And what you do is you go on this thing and you decide how much you want to charge and you do a phone call, a live phone call with somebody. If they want to pay 100 quid, I'll do 3 minutes. And it's a bit.
You're famous.
No, I'm not.
People
but it's
don't know who I am.
But it's a little like prostitution, so I'm not really promoting it because I'm slightly embarrassed. So if I press the button, hang on, listen to this. Hold on.
You have zero customers waiting. Use your social media to drive ticket sales. You have zero customers waiting. Use your social media to drive ticket sales.
You can't do that.
Can't? Why can't I do that?
Because you're using the phone to talk to Timmy. You can't just press the
button.
Oh,
yes, I am, yeah.
Who are you talking to now? Your producer?
Yeah, he's called Rob. Say hello to Rob. You can't hear him. He's in my head.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hello, Timmy.
You can't...
So basically, James, there are a lot of people doing it. Cheryl Baker from Bucks Fizz, who I know. They're all doing personal greetings, you know, wishing you a happy birthday. Everyone's got to make some money. You know, there's something wrong with it. People know you. You know, you could do angry messages, couldn't you? Can you ring my aunt and have a go at her on her birthday? You could just...
What's your aunt's name, then? I'll do you a freebie. What is your aunt's name?
Josie.
Okay, how about this? And record this, what I'm doing. Hello, is that Josie? Are you Timmy of Timmy's World's aunt? I just want you to know that Timmy is really annoyed. No, don't talk while I'm talking. Timmy is really annoyed that you have not left him more in your will. And he's asked me, James Whale, to ring you and actually tell you that he is very, very upset. Do you get that?
Good. That's you can charge for that, you see. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah, but I've given you that for free. So don't say I never give you anything.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Roger. So how can I listen to this? This is a live podcast. I can't hear it, can I?
No, it's not live. We're just recording it at the moment.
Okay, then. Well, I can hear it when it all comes back then, can't I?
Yeah, but I mean, Rob will fit you in. Rob, why don't we do a podcast with Timmy?
Yeah, we can do. I just need to plug in the other line.
Why don't... Because you can hear him okay, can't you, at the moment?
Yeah, he's... Well, yeah, I'm going to have to do a bit of tweaking in editing.
You're going to twerk him?
No, tweak him.
Oh, tweak him. You're going to tweak him?
Yeah.
He's going to tweak me.
He's going to... Yeah, because you're just on my phone. I just thought when you sent a message, and I'm in the middle of working, you know, if you can call this work. I thought I'd just...
I'm sure when all your listeners will listen to what I'm saying,
where have you...
get my drift.
Hang on, where have you gone suddenly?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, are you gone on hands-free?
No, I haven't. I was just walking from one sofa to another.
Because you do live in a mansion.
Hang on a minute, he's got two sofas.
Hardly. Mm? It's very showbiz, as you know, up here, though. It's a showbiz apartment.
He's a two-showbiz a two-sofa house.
I've got three sofas.
Oh, don't fucking show off, for God's sake.
Can you swear on your podcast?
It's fucking recorded. I'll say what the fuck I like.
You sure you want to be a nun? Oh, James, you are hilarious.
Oh, Okay, listen, I'll let you get on because I know you have your your ablutions.
It'll be very interesting to see when your listeners listen to my plight, that they know that I'm a hairdresser and I've not worked for a long time, and now I'm trying to save my outgoings by having a brainwave thinking, I want a convertible car that they don't make anymore, and it's a lot cheaper than the one I'm driving. That's all I'm trying to do. When you've seen the car, you liked it, didn't you? You said it's a girl's car.
Well, it's not the sort of car a big butch bloke would be seen in, is it?
Have you seen me lately? Right, listen, have a good day and I'll speak to you later.
Bye, Timmy.
Bye.
Bye. Timmy rings me in the morning, and that's what happens every morning. And before anybody asks, no, I'm not gay. He's just a really nice guy. I like him a lot.
So what you're saying is he gets you up every morning?
No. I have somebody else who does that.
It's not me.
No, she's known as Nanny. What? Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'll tell you what, why don't I just do the introduction and then you can sort of tag it in at the beginning?
This is all over the place. Just carry on.
Well, should I not just say a bit you could put at the beginning? Hello, this is James Whale, and welcome. We haven't done many podcasts. Well, we've done loads, but since I got ill. Oh, by the way, I suppose an update on that. Well, you know, I've got stage 4 kidney cancer. Not good, but I'm hoping. It's been nearly a year since I was diagnosed, and they said I might not have more than 6 months. My tumours have shrunk a little bit of the chemo I'm having. So I'm sort of in hospital every month for checkups and scans. I've got hiccups now and things like that. But, you know, I am making the most of life. By the way, Boris, if you're listening, I can't stand. Look, I'm 70 years old. I don't look it and sound it, I know. I've got about 15 tumours hanging around my body at the moment. And I need just to sort of get out and do some stuff with my friends and have a bit of a good time if I've only got a little while left, which is, you know. So I've had both the jabs. I can't stand wearing a mask. It's just ridiculous. And I know loads of people are frightened. I didn't realize so many people are so frightened. But we're all going to die at some point. This is how I'm going to die, you're going to die, we're all going to die. And you just need to make the most of your life. There's too much aggravation, too many people being shitty around there. You know, the amount of trolling that I get on social media after some of my shows is just really hilarious and entertaining. One bloke referred to me the other day as a pantomime dame, which I was really impressed with because I think I make quite a good one. Well, me and Timmy together, imagine that, Robbo. But I know a lot of you, and I'm really... It humbles me in a way that a lot of people ask how I am and are concerned, and thank you so much. I mean, I'm labelled the rudest man on radio, or was. I don't know that I am particularly, but I have been doing it for more than, nearly 50 years, isn't it? About 47 years, I think, since I started on Metro Radio in the 70s. I'm always bumping into people who say, well, I used to listen to you when I was young, or I used to listen to you when I was at college or something like that. And it does actually cheer me up no end. And even the ones who can't stand me and hope I die tomorrow and all the trolls, you know, you give me a laugh. It make me laugh. At least I've made you made you respond and think about me. So how could I be upset about it? Right. What are we doing? I've no idea what we're doing. You always produce a podcast and we never go anywhere near it, do we?
Well, I give you, like, today I've got 4 A4 sheets of paper full of notes, and you've skimped past. You used one.
Use one.
You had a go at reading a joke.
Yeah, that wasn't very. We've got questions for the whale. Do you want to do that?
That normally comes at the end, even though it's on the first page.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I don't really care. So anyway, this is a podcast where I just talk, and it's not like my radio show because I'm just sort of, well, in a way it is now because I do the radio show from home as well. But obviously, Anglo-Saxon language would not be allowed over the air. Probably have to twerk it out or whatever it out, put a funny noise over it.
No, I'm not bothering anymore.
Well, otherwise I won't put it out on YouTube.
Yeah, they will.
No, if I say fuck, 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 you'll have to delete it.
I can't.
Well, otherwise you're going to ruin my image, aren't you? Although I did listen to a podcast by, was it Ricky Gervais? I don't want to libel anyone, or was it someone else who was very funny and their language was just, you know, the same as normal language.
I haven't plugged the beep button in.
You haven't plugged the beep button in?
No.
Oh, well, there we go. What's the most offensive word you could say?
I've got the Welsh one.
What's that?
Fuck off.
Oh, dear. Dear, dear, dear. Right, okay, so... what's this spider fan? A massive fan of James Whale. Since the early days of the legendary TV show, I've also been a true fan of his podcast, loved his radio shows on Talk Sport, Talk Radio, and all the rest of it, which helped me through a seriously bad, dark period of my life. Oh, I hope it's better now. The down-to-earth style, the no-nonsense approach of everything. Why am I reading this?
Just to make yourself feel better.
It's what makes Mr. Whale a national treasure. I'm not a national treasure. I've never... please get back on the App Store. Get well soon, James. Thank you. That's really nice. Spider-Fan 015. That's really nice. Not used to that. Okay, so another one here. Peter Rice says, please forgive me for bothering you, but I have a question about something that happens on talk radio from time to time. When the picture goes blurred and the sound is muted, is that because somebody has pressed the can't broadcast that button? I've seen it a few times, and I've just put two and two together. You're right, Peter. It's got nothing to do with MI5, whatever, you know, MI5 deciding that they can edit out anything they don't like, which some people are stupid enough to think. Do you know that? Some people actually think that. It has to do with the fact if I was to say fuck on the air, you can't have it. So they cut it out on the radio, and on the TV it blurs it.
Yeah, on the TV it used to go out live and it never used to get cut out, but that... I would imagine.
We've only just worked out a way of doing it.
Yeah, but it would also remove adverts off. So I suppose it's a good thing for the station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously we have to make money.
Yeah, so that's not really an Ofcom thing. That's just a revenue thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, isn't it? Well, you can't, you know, you're not allowed to... I was going to talk about loads of other stuff. You know, the Boris Johnson's flat. I cannot understand. I really cannot fucking understand these wankers who just go on and on. Well, who paid for it? Look, who gives a shit who paid for it? Now, if whoever did pay for it, if it wasn't Boris, and Boris said it was him, and I believe him, if whoever did pay for it went along and said, well, I paid for your flat, I'd like a little favour, and he said yes, then he would be in deep trouble. Deep trouble. And there are so many checks and balances in Parliament, he wouldn't get away with that long, trust me. Okay? So Keir Starmer, who I don't have much time for at all, goes and does a PR stunt in a wallpaper shop yesterday. Really? Really? Is that the best thing that the leader of the opposition can do? Anyway, so I've got that off my chest. So all the people are gone about it, the fucking BBC, Sky News, the lot, they are absolutely transfixed on who paid for Boris's flat. I don't give a shit, as long as it wasn't the taxpayer, you and I, paying for it. And why there is an amount every year of £30,000 for doing the flat up, for those people who've been in it, I haven't, but for those people who've been in it, they tell me it's really quite manky. So, you know, nobody needs £30,000 of taxpayers' money a year to do up the flat, but he's got to live there for 5 years. He might as well have it the way he likes it. And as long as we don't pay for it, I don't care. By the way, just to make money so that I can help buy lunch for Timmy and other things, don't forget my book is available from our website. My autobiography written back in 2014, now, was it?
No, 2006.
Was it 2006? Blimey. I should be doing another one. I am in my mind doing another one, but I haven't really put it down anywhere yet, which I think we'll just sell online, shall we? Because if I have to go through publishers and all that, I can't be bothered.
I can do all that for you.
Okay. So anyway, we have got copies of my first autobiography up until I, when did it finish? When I got sacked from Talk Radio or Talk Sport?
I think so, around that time.
Yeah. You know, and goes on the time that I first had cancer, which was 20 years ago. And you can get it if you go to our website, jameswellradio.co.uk, I think, isn't it?
That's correct. I'm not in the book.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you then, did I? Yeah, you are in the book, aren't you?
No.
Oh, I must have written it before I knew you. If I do the new one, you'll definitely be in it. So, you know, what you need to do is keep getting on to me to do it. He rang me, FaceTimed me this morning, and I was in bed with the dogs.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I'm just giving you time to talk, but you've got fuck all to say, so I won't bother. Tim Beaumont, I couldn't give a toss who paid for it. Good man. David Massey, it all depends on who paid, doesn't it, and what they expect in return. Maybe it was the Russians, mafia, maybe. You know, David, you want to get with the program, mate. The fact is he's refusing to reveal it, shows a murky sort. No, he hasn't refused to reveal it. He said he'll reveal it to the people who need to know. He said, I paid for it. He might have got an interim loan. He might have said to one of his mates, lend me a few bob while I do this. I'll pay you back at a certain time. If it was the Russians, right, MI5 will be all over it, because believe you me, most of where the politicians are is probably listened to. Seriously. So I don't think you need to worry about the David Massey, for goodness sake. It usually falls into two camps. Conservative followers don't care. Labour supporters are making the most of it. Or am I just being a little too obvious? Richard Scatchard says, the news, I really don't care how Boris paid to redecorate his flat. If it's the taxpayers' money, he is welcome to my 00007p. Thank you. Bridget Bulmer says, they forgot to mention Tony Blair spent the most money on a refurb. They did indeed. And also Tony Blair spent us an enormous amount of money going into the war in Iraq, didn't he? Lee Chunk Nightingale. By the way, what do you think of Tony Blair's hair?
It's wrong, isn't it, really?
No, I like it because it reminds me of Buffalo Bill or Wild Bill Hickok or whatever his name was. I like that kind of Western feel, you know. There's pictures of me in a fringe buckskin jacket, and I think he should be wearing one.
If he's looking like that, he should start up his old band and go gigging.
Yeah, there's a possibility. Lee Chuck Nightingale says, nope, it's only Keir Starmer trying to get noticed again due to his total lack of ability of doing anything worthy as a party leader. Little lost puppy. Looks like the hypocrisy against politicians is hilarious. People think they are superhuman. With power comes opportunity. With opportunity comes all sorts of lovely freebies. Yeah, I got a book free in the post the other day. Somebody wanted me to do something about their book. It's dull and boring. I'm not going to do anything about it.
Put it on the log burner.
Oh, I've got another freebie I'll tell you about as well, which I'm going to do on the program because I got in touch with them. There's a company called War Paint.
War Paint, that's makeup, isn't it?
Men's makeup. Hang on, what are you doing, girls? Come here. Come on. There's a good girl. There we are. Good girl. Got Lulu. Lulu's a good girl. She's going to sit under the desk while we do this. So, yeah, war paint. So, and mentioned, well, I've always worn makeup. Why would you not? Chris Benner said, Keir Starmer stood in John Lewis's looking wistfully at roll paper, utterly pathetic. Mark Holsworth said, how has the flat been decorated before and why didn't we have this bullshit fanfare last time? Well, we did, I think, when Tony Blair did it. Oh, hello, Daisy May. You've come in too, have you? What are you doing? Don't do that. It's rude. Danny Radcliffe says, well said, James. Never had this shit when Maggie was Prime Minister. There are loads of others, so I'm not going to read them all. There's hundreds, thousands of people. Thank you for that.
I sent you a freebie in the post.
Yeah, I know, and I'm slightly worried because it's a child's toy.
Well, would you prefer an adult toy?
Yeah, actually, I would. Okay. Tell them what it was. Go on. And aren't you going to do your bit about tech talk? And I mean, I know it bores everybody rigid, but do you want to do it and then include it maybe? I don't know.
Well, I'll do the tech talk. Well, I sent you a tablet in the... But you said that your iPad's got a sticky power button.
But it's very old, this iPad, and I think I need a new one. But, you know, have we got any money to buy me one?
Well, sell a few more books and I'll send you a fresh iPad down. But the iPad you've got is quite new. It's an iPad Air 2. It's quite current.
Yeah, I know, but it got badly dropped. So it smashed it all around where the on-off switch is. But, you know, because the cover, you put the cover over, it turns it off.
Yeah.
But... and it's quite scratched. Mm-hmm. You know how they get from use.
Yeah, no, I fix a lot of them. So I thought I'd send you a new tablet, so I did.
Yeah, but it wasn't quite what I expected.
No, it's more of an etch-a-sketch, I suppose.
Yes, yeah.
But it's very good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I have drawn a few... Oh, sorry, I have drawn a few pictures just looking for a tablet to take. I have I have drawn a few pictures on it.
It's a bit more modern than an Etch-a-Sketch. You don't have to twiddle the knobs to get the picture on the screen.
You've got a little pen.
Yeah. It's a bit like those old kiddie toys where you got a pen and you have to wipe the magnetic bit away in it. But this one... you press the button and it immediately erases the screen electronically. It's really good.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna play around with it now. We've got a few days off, although I am working Monday. I am going to play around with it, yeah.
It's bank holiday, isn't it?
It is a bank holiday. Or as I prefer to call them, a wank holiday.
They usually end up being that, yeah.
Yeah. sorry, I just dropped it now again.
But the iPad...
Yeah. So anyway, listen, buy some of my books, very cheap, considering what they were when they first went on sale a long time ago, and go to the website jameswellradio.co.uk and I can get myself a new iPad. Because, you know, lots of people, this one twat who's been trolling me said, of course, you realise James Well lives in a multi-million pound mansion in a wood.
There's no wood near you.
No, I live in a little bungalow.
Yeah, it's like a retirement bungalow.
Yeah, I'm 70 years old, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I never thought I would live this long, I must admit.
You do have a nice garden, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go in it and do a little pottering around in a moment. I've also got a nice hot tub in the garden. But, you know, and people say, well, listen, you know, I've worked all my life. Well, not worked, I mean, I've just talked all my life. And I'm hoping if I've got a couple of years left, I can have a little bit of fun, that's all. I'm going to carry on working. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't work.
I'd come round and entertain. Yeah.
Plus, I never saved any money. So, you know, there's a complete, and I'm not claiming poverty at all. I'm all right. I have to work. I didn't do what a lot of people should do, take out much of a private pension. I think it's 50 quid a week or something. So... I have to work, and I do work, and I'd be lost without working. And luckily, it's a job you could do until you can't talk anymore, I suppose. But, you know, if you have done that, and, you know, I can't afford to retire. I don't want to retire anyway. And as long as I can still sort of do what I'm doing, I'm going to carry on doing it.
I won't let you retire.
No, that's what worries me. I mean, he's been going on about me getting back and doing a podcast, and I've for the last sort of year or so, haven't been in the mood, I have to admit, because, you know, what with medication and all of this stuff and, you know, and Nanny, of course. Got to spend a lot of time with Nanny.
Hmm.
I don't think we did a podcast for three years or so, have we?
Depends what you call a podcast. I mean...
yeah, we haven't done it regularly, have we?
I think we stopped... officially in sort of September time, didn't we?
Did we? I don't know. Or was it when I was diagnosed with cancer?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, listen, I can't promise we'll do it every week, but we, you know, because there's no way of making any money out of it. This is me doing this just for Rob's entertainment because he loves doing it.
I haven't even done my tech talk bit yet.
Oh, do your tech. Go and do that.
New iOS update for Apple is going to remove ad tracking.
Who gives a shit about that? I mean, that's what I mean. You would go on, do it again. Sorry.
No, well, that's about it, really. It's just that giving you the option to opt out of ad tracking. You know, when you're in one app and you look up wallpaper, if you're Keir Starmer, and then you go into eBay's app and then it starts promoting wallpaper. And then you go onto Facebook and it starts promoting wallpaper. And you think, how does it know that? they're turning that off, so no one can track you anymore.
And what about airplane mode? You want to talk about airplane mode?
Yeah, that's a bugbear. That's me having a go at you, I think.
Oh, right. Why?
You know when you're on air and your phone's always interfering?
Yeah.
You know about airplane mode, don't you? That turns off the radio frequencies in your phone.
No.
Right. Well, on your mobile phone...
Let me get my phone. Probably need a new phone before long. Do you know what problems with my phone is? That the screen gets really dirty.
That would happen on every phone that you get.
Would it?
Yes.
All right, okay.
You need to empty out your pockets and give them a good shake.
What?
You need to empty your pockets and give it a good shake.
It doesn't need a shake.
Well, if your phone's getting dirty, the lining inside your pocket...
Oh, give the phone a shake.
No, the lining inside your pockets. Just pull it out and shake it.
Right, okay. Well, I have a cover anyway, don't I? I have a little wallet with my phone.
Yeah, but the dirt will still get under the flap.
That's a problem I've had. Anyway, yeah. And I've got this thing on settings. It says, finish setting up your phone.
Yeah, cancel past that. Just get past that bit.
Set up Apple Pay. I don't want to.
No, don't do that.
No, I'm not going to. Apple ID suggestions. No. Airplane mode.
Right. So if you swipe top right down into the middle of the screen, you should get like a window up with loads of brightness and...
Hang on. If I swipe...
Top right, diagonally.
Top right. Where? Up or down?
Diagonally. Towards the middle of the screen. Top right, towards the middle of the screen.
Top right, where the Wi-Fi thing is. To the middle of the screen.
Yeah, you should have a little...
Diagonally.
Yeah, you should have a little window or pop-up with...
Oh, yeah, there we are, yeah.
Right. Can you see a little icon of an airplane?
Yeah.
Right. If you press that... Every bit of communication on your phone gets turned off. That's your mobile phone calls, your texting.
Okay, I've turned it off. Does that mean I can't get a phone coming in?
Right. Now, underneath that, you'll see the Wi-Fi one.
Yeah.
If you turn one...
Hang on. It's gone again. Okay. Right. The Wi-Fi one, yeah. Do I turn that off?
You turn that
on. It's blue at the moment. Do I press that?
So the airplane is orange.
Yeah.
And the Wi-Fi is blue.
Yeah.
That basically means you can still get Twitter... Facebook, talk radios, apps, and whatever they want.
Can I get
to do.
WhatsApp? Because I get a lot of WhatsApp messages while I'm on the air.
You can still get that, and you can still get phone calls, but it will not use the radio frequency that tampers with your microphone.
So why hasn't anybody who works on my team at the radio station bothered to tell me that before?
No comment.
Okay. What's that other little thing there? Next to the Wi-Fi one in blue.
That's Bluetooth. You use it in your car to talk to your stereo.
Oh. Well, because I'm not in my car.
Yeah.
And the brightness thing, well, I suppose that's obvious.
I'm thinking about it. There is actually another shortcut. You know where the airplane is?
Where? Yeah.
Next to that, there's like a little lollipop with I think if you just press that, that's the same as doing airplane and Wi-Fi on. So in other words...
Well, if I press the airplane again...
Yeah,
which I have. The lollipop's gone green.
Right. That if you press that, that'll turn the lollipop off.
Yeah, lollipop's off.
And that'll leave the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth on.
Did you hear something bang?
Yes.
Hang on a minute. I just got to investigate that. Don't go anywhere.
What was that? Oh, it's the door. Sorry, girls. Sorry. Do you know, they are so good, those dogs, because they are sitting in their little bed. When I go on the air in the evenings, they just sit on their bed. And that was the... I'd opened lots of windows in the house this morning. Where were we?
Right, so if you press the green lollipop...
Well, I pressed it and it's now grey.
That means that the radio signal's turned off. So that's the same thing as what I just told you earlier, but even better shortcut.
Should I leave it off or turn it back on?
You can leave it off for the duration of the podcast and then turn it back on when you're finished. Same as when you finished.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it making a noise, yeah.
Yeah, so when you tap it now, it'll go away.
Yeah.
It's off now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's making a bit of a noise, but it's gone now. And what about, should I leave the aeroplane one in what colour?
Leave the aeroplane one grade. Just turn the green one off.
Okay.
That'll sort you out for future now. Just do that and you'll still get all your texts, still get your WhatsApp, still get your phone calls, still get everything, but it'll be using Wi-Fi, which doesn't interfere with your computer equipment.
Okay. Now, while we're on about it, so the blue, the two blue ones underneath the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth, they're both blue. Do I leave them?
That's
blue?
Correct. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. And say something.
Hello.
Oh. I've got a volume control here as well.
Yeah, that's the volume control of the phone call. Same as pressing the side buttons. They're shortcuts. You've got the brightness as well. You can move the brightness up and down.
Yeah, I don't know. Whether I quite like it bright. What's screen mirroring?
It means whatever's on your phone, you can transmit it to a compatible TV so you can see it on a big screen.
Oh, so I could actually see the talk talk radio TV show on my TV.
Yeah, but your TV has YouTube on it built in, so just go to talk radio and watch it live then. That's how I watch you in the evenings. Yeah.
Now, okay, under that there's a torch, there's a camera. Yeah. What's the thing with the moon on?
If you press that...
Hmm. Ooh, Sky News, no suspects and no motive for murder in community. Right, okay. Go on.
If you press that on, that will tell everyone that's phoning you that you're unavailable.
Oh, right, okay. I've got that between 1:30 at night and 9:30 in the morning anyway.
Yeah, usually set up as a time period. But the good news about it is you can specify phone numbers that override that. So if you've got a nanny wants to phone you, for example, it will go straight through and ignore that. Alternatively, if the person phoned you twice in a row, it will let it through because obviously it's an emergency.
Okay. Nanny knows how to get a hold of me. And what's the thing under the torch? Don't know what that is, sort of.
That's a circle. That's the one under the torch. That is a screen recorder. The one next to the torch is remote control, is it?
I don't know. And then after that, there's there is a calculator and there is a camera.
Camera, yeah.
So I know those. Okay.
I think one of them's a stopwatch.
Oh, is it? Oh, right. Okay. But yeah, and there's the stopwatches after the torch. Good. Okay. So I leave the aeroplane mode and the other one grey.
Just tap the green lollipop.
The green lollipop. Tap that now. It's green.
Yeah, but you've turned it on now, so we're going to get loads of
over the... But when we finished, do I put it back to green or not?
You put it back to green, because then you're going to use your normal phone for calls.
And do I need to tap the aeroplane or not?
No, that was a long way around it. I should have just immediately gone to the lollipop.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, my phone is about to run out of battery anyway, so I put that over there. I put that. Good. Now, we've almost finished now, haven't we? Anything else you wanted to do? I don't know.
Last bit of tech talk, then. Cars can go at 37 mile an hour on the motorway if they want to drive themselves.
That is ridiculous. That is the most stupid thing I have ever, ever heard in my life.
I thought that you'd get 3 points on your license for reckless driving if you went on the motorway and did less than 50.
Well, I brought that up on the radio the other day, and I'm absolutely sure you would.
Because that's just stupid. That's just dangerous, because people are going to be coming up behind you at 80, 90 miles an hour. I know you shouldn't, but that's the normal speed of a motorway, and everyone does it. Yeah. And the police know that. So if you're driving at 37 miles an hour, they're going to pull you over and they're going to say, people are going to come up behind you 80, 90 miles an hour and you're going to get wiped out.
You know, the thing is, I don't believe that these electric cars are really ever going to be any good for anything in this country. The roads are too small and too windy. They're too busy. There are too many people on them. Sorry, I put my coffee cup out of the way. And I just don't think we're going to use them. I think it's a waste of time.
It's a gimmick, isn't it?
When I was able to drive... Hopefully I will be again as well. Depends on this little tumor on the back of my brain, which is shrinking. So that's good. Hopefully I'll get another car. I mean, I've got a car that's 20 years old, which I love, which is sort of stored away. But I quite like to drive again. But the car I had, it had this lane thing as well. It was annoying. I turned it off a lot of the time because every time you went over the lane, in the center of the reservoir, whatever, it would feel like you've got a flat tire. It was most disconcerting.
You sure that's just not those bumpy things on the road that you go over and it goes da-da-da-da-da-da?
No.
Okay. Your car was doing it automatically.
No, yeah.
A bit like ABS kicking in.
Exactly like ABS kicking in.
Well, you've got rid of the car now, so problem solved.
I know. I'm just looking at my bank balance, which doesn't seem to be quite as good as I had thought. Do you know another thing I've had a problem with?
Oh, yeah.
I've become addicted to Amazon.
Yeah, I knew that would happen.
What do you mean you knew that would happen?
Because, obviously, I use Amazon for work. Mm. And I literally just order stuff for the sake of ordering it. So I get stuff delivered to me the following day. So I've got something to open.
That's what I've now discovered I can buy the dog food that I used to go out and spend ages going out and not being able to drive because the village is like 2 miles away. So I have to get a cab to go in and do some shopping, unless Nanny's around. But which makes everything very expensive. I can just go online now and I can find almost anything I want.
I am so lazy that every day I drive past B&Q. It's not an advert. I'm just stating a fact. And yesterday I ordered from Amazon some paintbrushes and some paint.
Mm. I do like to go shopping, though. I have to admit, I do like, you know, clothes shopping for ladies. I think I would have made a very good personal shopper.
The only time I ever go shopping is in the morning. I do get out my car to go to Asda because they do a really nice pigs in blanket in a bun.
What disgusting. I like going to garden centres as well. So, you know, there are lots of things I do like doing and have been doing. But, you know, now the pub across the road is open. The amount of... I live in the middle of nowhere. And when everything opened the other week, you know, first time, you never see a police car. About 3 or 4 drove past the pub looking at people. I'm getting sick of this kind of harassment.
There was a police officer stood outside my house this morning with one of those radar guns.
Why?
I don't know. Just waiting for cars to drive past him at stupid speeds, I suppose.
Yeah. Do they drive very fast where you are?
We're right next to the main A55, so yeah, it's on one of the slip roads. Okay. So, yeah.
Listen, I don't know who is going to find any of this interesting, but I will leave it to you and thank everybody for joining us here on the James Well podcast. Is this the first one of 2021? It may be the second.
No, it's the first one. Should we call this just season two? We stopped and then we started again.
Yeah, well, when I said we would do this, I thought we'd just do a 15-minute podcast.
Yeah.
But it's gone on for an hour.
Yeah, but that's because I kept you talking.
Yeah, and then we had Timmy in the middle of it, I suppose.
Well, he wasn't in the middle, he was at the end, at the beginning.
Was he?
Yeah, he was right at the beginning.
Seems like a long bloody time ago.
Can I do questions for the whale then, so we can finish?
Go on then, ask the questions. I thought we'd done that, haven't we?
No, WF Wooden. Did you used to get staff discounts from Topshop?
We're talking over 50 years ago. I really can't remember.
Okay, Mark Giles, missed your podcast. Hope you're doing well, James. My question is, does it matter who paid for Bojo's wallpaper? It's not like he can take it when he goes.
Absolutely correct, my friend. It doesn't matter at all. It matters if somebody did pay for it and then they want him to do things for them, then he'd be in a lot of trouble, quite rightly too. So why all the fuss? There are more important things to think about, yeah.
Colin Watkins wants to know who paid for his wallpaper.
Who, Collins?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit, Colin.
Jamie McLaren. What was the name of the guy who used to call you frequently on Radio Air, whom you regularly either censored or cut off? He would always call you straight back. It was pre-TV show. Bloody hell. Supposed to know that.
We did have a caller called Bimbo, who is a very well-known journalist now, who back in the day was at university. He used to think it was very funny to ring me up and try and say fuck before I could cut him off. In the days before you had a dump button that just automatically delayed things like that and removed them from the broadcast. Mm-hmm. It may have been him. Could have been him.
Daniel Severn. Can he have names for a tomcat, please?
Well, obviously Tom.
I was going to say, it's Tom, isn't it?
Tom the tomcat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sally Jane Leggett. Do you think we'll be wearing face masks for a very long time?
Well, I'm not wearing them now. And, you know, because of my certain lung problems and I carry an inhaler. So if anybody says anything, I get it out. And I don't say anything. I show it to them.
Well, you're exempt then anyway.
Yeah. But I went out for lunch yesterday with some friends, and we went to this place, and you had to sit in the car, call the restaurant, tell them you'd arrived. Then they came and directed you to what they were calling their sanitation station.
Isn't that something on one of them dodgy channels on Sky?
Oh, I was so fucking annoyed. I said, and they said, oh, could you put on a mask? I said, no. Why not? I said, because I'm exempt. Why? Because I'm terminally ill with cancer. Which is a very naughty thing for me to do. I'm not, you know, but I was just in a bad mood. The woman didn't know what to say. But it was her arrogant, superior sort of demeanor that really pissed me off.
Hmm.
So I think all of this, you know, all pandemics eventually fade away. They don't kill the entire, you know, like the Black Death, the plague, and all these things that have happened in history before. It happens in very overcrowded countries. This is overcrowded here. We do have too many people on the planet, which is one of the things all the greenies never go on about. The fact is, we have too many human beings here. And so let's stop having kids for a while.
Back in the day, though, they did use masks and they did self-isolate, though.
Yeah, and they burnt villages too, but I don't suggest we go back to that. But we have reduced it. And I was very keen on everybody staying away for the last year, but I can't now. I'm not. I detect a feeling as well that people would not put up with another lockdown.
Oh, no, definitely not.
So, you know, and all this argument has faded away, quite rightly, this argument that and Boris said, I'd rather see bodies piled high in the street than have another lockdown. Well, he says he didn't say it, and I believe him. But even if he did say it, so what? If you and I were having lunch and I was the one who had made the decision and I said, look, Rob, I would rather see bodies piled high in the street than actually have a third lockdown. Do you understand? I do not want a third lockdown. Now, I wish some people would get over themselves, because some people are so fucking, you know, everything offends them, doesn't it? Liverpool University are changing the name of William Gladstone House to some person I've never heard of because he was linked in some way to the slave trade. You should fucking get over yourselves. Honestly, universities need looking at and reorganizing, because they have become real sort of socialist, almost communist places at the moment. They don't like your opinion, then you don't get invited to go and debate. They don't have people there who might upset the little darlings. What sort of... And on the other hand, I think it was something like 430 knives were taken off the streets of London in 1 month, the month of March. 430 people stopped. You know, some had used them, some hadn't, carrying knives for no purpose. Mostly youngsters. You know, oh, you might upset them. If you have that point of view, it might upset them. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy my time in university.
I never went. Waste of money. Unless you're going to be a doctor, obviously you need to go to a college or a university. But let's not be turning out. You know, what are these university chancellors? I interviewed one the other day. He was, in my mind, he was very uncommunicative, and he was just dull. And here's a bloke on 400,000 a year. I also like to get to a situation where nobody earns more than the Prime Minister. And here, if you want something else to think about, I actually don't think our politicians are paid enough to get the best people to do the job.
Yeah, you pay peanuts and you get Keir Starmer. Mm.
So I think that's a good place to finish today, and I think you should edit most of it out.
I'm going to go and tune into the sanitation station.
Oh, dear. Anyway, join us again sometime right here on the James Well podcast with Robbo, or whatever you want to call it.
That'll do.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.